A global mining company is beginning exploratory work at Groundhog Mountain near Lake Iliamna. KDLG's Adam Kane has more.
Most of the controversy about mining in the Bristol Bay region has been focused on the proposed Pebble Mine. However, the region around Iliamna Lake is thought to contain quite a few more mineral deposits than those found at Pebble. Last week, Kennecott Exploration Company held a presentation in Non-Dalton to discuss a possible project at Groundhog Mountain. Last Thursday's presentation included a number of people working on the Groundhog Mountain project, including exploration manager Russ Franklin. He says that if a large copper deposit is found, it will likely be very deep underground.
What our plan is to first come in with a first pass and use geophysical techniques to try to see something at depth. And it's kind of real cutting edge stuff, and it's not a sure thing by any means whether we'll be able to even see anything.
Another of those who spoke Thursday afternoon was Rob Rutherford, who works with the Anchorage-based firm of Alaska Earth Sciences.
You sit on the edge of one of the most important mineral deposits that has ever been discovered in Alaska, perhaps in North America, and ultimately perhaps in the world.
Alaska Earth Sciences holds the mining claim for the Groundhog Mountain project, but they did not have the funding to explore the site. That resulted in a partnership being formed with Kennecott to conduct the exploration portion of the project. While the management of the Groundhog Mountain and Pebble projects are not the same, they do have a very close financial relationship. Global mining giant Rio Tinto, which owns Kennecott Exploration Company, also owns a nearly 20% stake in Northern Dynasty, and Northern Dynasty is a 50% partner in the Pebble partnership. Jeske later clarified his statement after the presentation.
So Rio Tinto does have an investment interest in the Pebble project of less than 10%. So there is a relationship between our parent company and the Pebble mine, absolutely.
The Groundhog Mountain project is at a very early stage of exploration, and Jeske says that the company has no plans to drill this summer. One of those in attendance for last week's meeting was Clark's Point resident Alana Hurley, who works for Nunumpta Luxtai, which is a consortium of Alaska Native corporations opposed to mining in the Bristol Bay region. She questioned Matt Jeske about the concerns raised by the local residents of Non-Dalton.
Say you guys go through the process, you make a plan, but this community or communities around here say nothing's guaranteed. Maybe your plan will work, maybe it won't, but we don't want to risk it. Would you guys pick up and leave? Do you care that much about what these people feel? That you would pick up and leave after all this exploratory stuff if they said, we don't want to risk this?
We have done that.
Where?
In Australia.
Rio Tinto, which owns Kennecott Exploration Company, is currently operating 8 large copper mines and is considered to be the 4th largest mining company in the world. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.